Shalom, אנחנו בשיעור הכנה.
Hello, we are starting with a preparation lesson in preparation for the New Jersey Congress of 2018. We'll be reading texts from lesson number 4 on the subject of revealing the Creator's force in the Ten. The texts can be downloaded from our website and questions can be asked. The lesson can be watched there on kab.tv.
There is no creator without the created being. That is, if not for the created being, there is no concept of the creator. There is an upper light, which is abstract, without any connection to anything. It's just by itself. Therefore, it is called his essence. And the creator begins when there is some specific desire so that the upper light can be revealed in that desire according to the qualities of that desire. And then there is the concept of the creator and the created being. There is no created being without the creator. There is no creator without the created being. Therefore, there is no form for the upper force, but only what the lower one prepares for him. You have made me. My sons have defeated me. There are many verses about that, about the concept of Bo'e. Bo'e. Come and see. We talked a lot about these things, and therefore all of our work is to prepare a place, a special place, and according to what we will prepare, this is how we will find him, discover him. Therefore, what is in our hands is called Havaya. The Havaya is for our implementation. It's called a ten, that as much as we are able to connect between us, the degree of our inner congestion, density will draw the reforming light, and it will arrange the relationships between us according to our effort, which could be a general effort where we don't even know for what purpose and in what manner and what does that effort include and how many conditions are included in it. Rather, in general, we make an effort. It is like a baby who is making some effort, and whatever comes out of it, it comes out of it. That's how we are. And later on, our efforts become more directed when we already know how to execute them to some extent, following which sequence of actions, cause and effect, until we reach what we determine in advance. And then we attain a special kli, special form of Havaya, and in it we discover the specific form of the Creator that, to begin with, as it says, you have built me, you have made me, etc. This means that the Creator seemingly by that hands himself to the created beings, and he helps them in everything so that they will succeed in discovering him more and more on their side, and he only supports and supports and supports from his side, from the positive side and from the negative side, so that there would be a deficiency from the side of the created being, so that there would be the right ability to draw the forces from the side of the created being. And this is how we advance. Therefore, this topic, discovering the force of the Creator in the Ten, it is true that only according to the forces in the Ten, the combination of these forces, the level of these forces, we discover the Creator. In the revelation of the Creator, we have the matter of the power, the intensity, and the matter of the complexity or the depth of the integration of the qualities in between them. That even though there is some connection between one and the other, because the degree is what determines both the intensity as well as the incorporation, the depth of the incorporation of the qualities within the Kli. But nevertheless, there is work required on this and on that. So we discover the Creator in the Ten. There is work here, both in overcoming, in connecting, and also in forming special forms, special qualities, which, as it says, this is the Creator we had hoped for, He is the one we wanted, etc. So there is work here of the created being who is expecting a special form of the Creator, and this is how he tries to receive him, to accept him, and the Creator teaches the created being whether his expectations are correct or not, and this is how he teaches him the art of how to build a form of the created being that resembles the form of the Creator. How to build the Adam. Well, let's enter into these verses and see what else we can add. But what I wanted to say certainly is that to discover the Creator in the Ten, there is no work which is more sublime, more interesting, more special, that takes hold of each and every one. This is how we're built. Nobody can be indifferent to it. And we truly feel in it how we are in anticipation for building and discovering the Creator, so that He will be revealed according to our efforts and He will fill us up. Please.
Lesson number 4. Discovering the Creator's force in the Ten. Item 1 from Baal HaSulam, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, Item 13. By the very thought to create the souls, his thought completed everything. For he does not need an act, as do we. Instantaneously, all the souls and worlds that were destined to be created merged, filled with all the delight and pleasure and the gentleness he had planned for them, in the final perfection that the souls were intended to receive at the end of correction. After the will to receive in the souls has been fully corrected and was turned into pure bestowal, in complete equivalence of form with the emanator. Again. By the very thought to create the souls, his thought completed everything. For he does not need an act, as do we. Instantaneously, all the souls and worlds that were destined to be created emerged, filled with all the delight and pleasure and the gentleness he had planned for them, in the final perfection that the souls were intended to receive at the end of correction. After the will to receive in the souls has been fully corrected and was turned into pure bestowal, in complete equivalence of form with the emanator.
This means that the upper light worked on the desire, and it created within this desire all of the forms from beginning to end immediately. So it was done only by it. Later on, it departed in order to give us the possibility to come back and seemingly perform the same actions, of course, with its help. And this is how we learn the entire process that we have to go through in between me and him in order to resemble him, in order to build him from, let's say, a piece of marble until we build a certain form, a certain shape. That way, from our will to receive, until we truly sculpt him so that we end up with just the quality of bestowal from it, so the darkness will shine as light. That way we reach the conclusion. We don't need these forms, rather out of them we need to learn who is called our Creator. Whom do we try to resemble? Because this is actually the whole reason for creation. And all of the rest is just means to bring the created being to the degree of the Creator. That is the purpose. Therefore, everything is aimed only towards that, and also in our individual as well as group lives. We need to realize that there is no action. There is no action that occurs before us, inside of us. It doesn't matter in which form, it doesn't matter through which kind of connection. Rather, they're all aimed only in order to reveal the uniqueness of the Creator inside of us, in the connection between us. And therefore, there is no action and no form of the will to receive. There's nothing other than that everything is aimed towards the end of correction. However, with our participation, more or less, and that is something we determine. But in each and every moment, everything exists and advances only towards that goal. What is the difference between how the Creator created that final form and how we, through our efforts, build that same final form? What the Creator did to begin with and what we reach in the end. Please, what is the difference between what he did and what we do? Let's go.
The difference is the process, our efforts. We bring the end, make the end, fulfilling the purpose of creation.
There is no difference except with respect to us. The fact that we now discovered or are discovering the state that was created to begin with.
So there is a difference in how it's felt. He made the trail and we walk that trail, that path. So our perception when we walk this path is completely different than, in essence, than what he created as he created it.
The difference is the way. One time, if we just take what Itai said about the trail, there is a trail. Another time we walk in it and it seems completely different everywhere.
The very fact that we build this final form, although it exists already, but we make an effort to build it, that makes us partners, that makes us conscious of the purpose of creation and how it's composed.
we seemingly from below correct the shattering. He broke it for us so that we will correct it. And the entire path is in collecting these pieces. This is our work, that's our happiness.
There is a sublime process here. The creator is, as a created being, is merely a kind of animal which got the conditions necessary and the opportunity to change. We don't build anything, we simply discover every time, according to the measure of our development, a new slice of the greatness of the creator. And every time we try to make efforts to understand and to change and to adhere to it, and then another layer is revealed. And this is the miracle of creation, because there is this creature there that can develop and in its properties to become similar to the creator.
And the development is specifically from both ends. We discover that perfection on top of the lack of perfection.
There is also a difference between him creating everything at once, seeing the complete picture, and what we do, which is a process. We can depict that final picture, but we don't feel it. We aspire to the next step.
Turns out that maybe we create both the creator as well as the created being.
We don't know what the next step is going to be. We can imagine it, envision it, even though everything exists, everything is known, but for us, everything is new.
We have to build the next step inside of us until we reach all of the scrutinies. It's all a matter of scrutiny. Our desire versus the creator, the desire that he created. Until it comes in a wondrous, amazing way to the created being, knowing the creator.
And all of this is God's work, the work of the creator, meaning that the creator is on both ends, one side and the other, and it is up to us only to discover that there's none else besides him through the connection between us.
This revelation, and that the work is actually between us.
Item 2. Baal Sulam Shamari 67, depart from evil. Besides man's body, there is only the Creator. This is because it is the essence of creation that man is called creature only with respect to himself. The Creator wants man to feel that he is a separated reality from him. But except for that, it is all, the whole earth is full of his glory. Again. Besides man's body, there is only the Creator. This is because it is the essence of creation that man is called creature only with respect to himself. The Creator wants man to feel that he is a separated reality from him. But except for that, it is all, the whole earth is full of his glory.
So, what does it mean, the whole earth is full of his glory, and besides a person feels that he was also created and he exists within the reality of the Creator? What does it mean without this perception of mine? What does it mean then, the whole earth is full of his glory? Please, each one is going to help the others.
What is the whole, all of the earth is full of his glory without my own perception of it? It doesn't exist.
Without my perception, it does not exist. There is no such thing of a single law that actually ties everything. Everything is a collection of individuals or details, separate details.
How is it that the Kabbalists write that outside of one's body, only the Creator exists? How do they know what exists outside of a person's body? Please. Go ahead.
There is a desire and fulfillment in reality. Besides man's desire, there's also the fulfillment, the light. Itai, you'll continue.
What they know from what they discover. And apparently they discovered a system. Where there is some kind of flow, perhaps, from what I feel within myself to what is supposedly outside of me.
This refers not physically, but in terms of the desire. There's a will to receive and a will to bestow. My body is the will to receive. Everything that exists outside of me is the will to bestow, which is the Creator. It's the same.
The will to bestow and the will to receive both come from
Rav. What are these words besides man's body or outside man's body? I can't grasp anything other than what is outside my body. Or is this is a particular kind of perception?
I think that one's body doesn't mean that body that walks on two legs on the street. Guf is part of the spiritual paltsuf. The Adam spoken of here is the connection in the ten, which creates a complete system, and in that part, which is called the guf, the body, the light is received, and what's outside of it is light, which cannot enter the vessel, the kli. It's the power of bestowal, the quality of bestowal, which cannot currently clothe in that part of the paltsuf called Adam, in the connection between us. It's a system of connections that we're discussing, and how it meets the quality of bestowal.
And it can clothe in the skin or outside of the pertsuf, if not within the desire, then in our common intention. There we are in bestowal. There we attain above the body, above the desires that are in order to receive.
This is called the Creator. Come and see. Boe. Boe. The place that we're still studying. A place where I don't feel that it's me, but rather outside of me. Our ten always receives a new me, and that me, well, there's something outside of it. And what's outside of it is something we still have to connect with reality.
Rav, what in what claim exists the Creator who is outside man's body? How can we say that the Creator exists outside my body?
Bore,
Creator, is Bore, come and see. So that I come there and I discover him and I say, oh, that's the Creator. How can that be? How can I point at someone who exists outside of my body?
No.
Well,
we're together, right now, building the body, the guf of Adam, a common desire to resemble the upper one through the connection between us. And when we build such a desire in reality, then we discover the light that stands opposite to it, and then we start playing with it in some form.
Yes, we build a kli that can perceive this light. That naturally a person has his body, his will to receive, but together we're building a different kli that can actually receive what is outside the body, outside the will to receive.
We need to develop kelim, vessels of bestowal outside of the will to receive for ourselves, outside of the intention to receive for ourselves. And as soon as our intention changes into bestowal, then we come out of our own bodies and discover the Creator.
The Creator exists in the will to receive. If he wasn't in the will to receive, we wouldn't be able to feel him. The question is, do we feel him or do we not feel him? That's all. And this is seemingly, if we feel him as a part of our will to receive that we have acquired or not yet.
Yes, but we discover him in the vessels of bestowal, and for that reason, the Creator is in the vessels of bestowal and above the body. The body does exist, but we discover him in the vessels of bestowal.
Rav, so how do I reach a state where I say there is none else besides him? Which is outside my body, therefore.
I say there is none else besides him because I discover that there is none else besides him who operates all of my desires. There is none else besides him who made me turn to him, who arranged for the correction and fulfillment of the vessel. Everywhere there is none else besides him, outside, within of the vessel, outside of the desire and the intention. That's outside of the kli, the vessel, the intention.
Also, there is none else besides him is everything. However, our ability to observe this thing is what we acquire, seemingly. But there is none else besides him is everything, right?
How do I come to a state where I say there's none else besides him? Is it outside of my body? It's perhaps before the will, and then it is discovered within the will, or...
In truth, it's confusing. Guf, body, means the desire. So then, what can be revealed outside the desire?
If I develop the vessels of bestowal and discover the Creator, then fine. But what happens with my own body, with the intention to receive, which remains? Is there no Creator there? Meaning there's none else besides him does not enter into that area? He's only outside of my body? There's none else besides him needs to be everything.
Yes, obviously everything, because he created the kli, he created it. And we discover him in the vessels of bestowal. We, in the end, discover that he's on both sides. He actually is the one who orchestrates the game. On our side, we just have to hold on to the fact that we exist and we bestow to him.
It's becoming clearer from this workshop that the goof, the body of the person, is our common desire, which exists. We just need to discover it. It exists, and the fulfillment of it, the filling, also exists within it. I think that's the direction of the scrutiny.
To say there is none else besides him, it's not so difficult. Everybody on the street says so. You can find stickers on cars. Between that and attaining it, and what is this thing? This is only for those who wonder, who ponder the root of the essence and also the purpose. If a person has this idea that there is none else besides him, who sent him this thought? And if a person feels that he exists, then... Shamari, what are the three bodies in the person? A person should only think about the inner body because this is the clothing for the nefesh of Kedusha, which means that he should think thoughts that are beyond one's skins, meaning beyond the skin of the body. It's called outside one's body, which means beyond or outside self-benefit, but only thoughts that will benefit others. And when one persists in thinking thoughts that are beyond one's skin, he's rewarded with what it says, beyond my skin, they witness that, and from my flesh I will witness God. This is the Holy Divinity, and it stands beyond one's skin. They were corrected, it means that it was established or corrected beyond my skin. Then a person is rewarded with, from my flesh I will witness God, which means that sanctity clothes in the internality of the body. This is specifically at a time that one agrees to work outside one's skin, meaning without any clothing.
Well, continue.
Quote number 3 from Rabash concerning Or Chozer, reflected light. The Creator gives everything. This means that the upper lights are already prepared for the person, as in more than a calf wishes to suckle, the cow wishes to feed. And all we need is a kli, vessel. After the Tzimtzum restriction, this kli is called Masach and or Chozer. And this is what links the upper one with the lower one. That is, through it, the lower one connects with the upper one. When this connector does not exist, the lower one cannot see the upper one, and the upper one is regarded as non-existent from the perspective of the lower one. Hence, to the extent that one begins to work for the sake of the Creator, to that extent he acquires a connection with the upper light. And according to the measure of that connection, so is the measure of his attainment. Again. The Creator gives everything. This means that the upper lights are already prepared for the person, as in, more than the calf wishes to suckle, the cow wishes to feed. And all we need is a kli. After the Tzimtzum restriction, this kli is called Masach and Or Chozer, screen and reflected light. And this is what links the upper one with the lower one. That is, through it, the lower one connects to the upper one. When this connector does not exist, the lower one cannot see the upper one. And the upper one is regarded as non-existent from the perspective of the lower one. Hence, to the extent that one begins to work for the sake of the Creator, to that extent he acquires a connection with the upper light. And according to the measure of his connection, so is the measure of his attainment.
I don't even know what to ask. It's so... He said everything here. Perhaps you can ask questions regarding these three questions here. What do you have to ask? Please, ask questions. There, Tzvika, great.
What does it mean for the sake of the Creator, for the sake of heaven? And that's what he said here.
For the sake of the heavens. That means for the sake of the Creator. What does the Creator want? For me to feel good? To have it good? If his quality is that of love, then he wants me to have it good. So I need to perform actions from which I will have it good. That means to perform acts for the sake of the heavens.
He says here, you asked a question here about inner light and outer light, or is there such a thing, an external light?
A surrounding light, yes.
Oh, Makiv, surrounding light. But how do you, what was the question you asked there? How can Omakif become inner light? Or
I don't understand. Ask more clearly.
How can we turn the external light, the Omakif, to inner light?
By the Masach, Zivug Daka, and so on.
So it's a process. Can you explain it?
The process, we've learned it, studied it, Galgalta Ab.
Can you explain the kind of one footing? You know, how do you reach this process?
I discover desires by which I can add to my work so that it is in order to bestow, and then through these desires I discover the lights which stand by these desires as surrounding lights. I perform zivug de haka'a with them, and after the haka'a I receive the zivug, the coupling, meaning these lights fill the vessels in order to bestow, clothed in the power of bestowal, in reflected light, or chozer. We always study this.
What has to happen? What do we have to do? Build a kli? Will heal this external light? What do you have to do? Build this kli?
I need to perform an act of bestowal. The act of bestowal. Before me, there is a group, a 10, which I am going to bestow to. And together with them, we unite into one body, one paltzuf, in order to bestow to the Creator. And all of the connection between us is meant to bring the upper light into us so that it settles within us, clothes in us, and by that we'll feel how we make Him glad. And as we feel how we want to make him glad, in that we will feel how his intention, to begin with, from the inception of creation, was to do good to us. And that's all. Yes, who else?
New York.
This is in relation to excerpt 2. Does the creature always feel as a creature, separate from the creator, even in complete adherence with the creator?
Complete adhesion, I can't tell, I don't know. But to the extent that one attains the creator, to that extent, he feels that he is in contact with him. The creator fills him. The creator is present in all of my bones, and not just the bones. Shangila, Shoresh, Atzamot Gidim Basal, or it's called mutual connection with the creator, a reciprocal kind of connection. It's emotional attainment. Because our matter, our substance, the will to receive, the Creator fills that matter and gives us the feeling of adhesion, connection, according to the level in which we are. Yes, more.
Rab, the Creator created the created being in order to give him all the abundance. What is the expectation, or if we can say that, what did the Creator expect from the created being besides just receiving all of that goodness?
I can't speak on behalf of the Creator, I'm sorry. When you say, what is the Creator's expectation, go ask. Ask him. How? We can't talk about that. According to your actions, we shall know you. That is what we can say. And therefore, here, there is a question. Is what we're doing, are we doing it according to the Creator's plan? Of course we are, of course. Including our free choice, that gray area, which we, how to put it, or we make mistakes, or we succeed or don't succeed, we see according to our progress. That is also included in the plan, to the very last detail, in exactitude, the very last detail of that plan. Well, we can't say. On one hand, of course, yes, and on the other, how can it be? Where are one's mistakes and so on? There are many such things here which we, with our words, with our language, cannot express. I would say that everything to the very last detail was sealed, was imprinted by the upper force to begin with all the problems, with all the things that happen. And you can say, how can it be that the Creator deliberately brings us to such failures, such problems, such troubles as those that we went through? And Baal HaSulam says that we may have 2 more world wars ahead of us, and who knows what. We don't understand that. Yes.
Okay, so what came up in the mind of the created being? Why is this thing that the Creator wants him to reach him, his degree?
No, that is written on the side of the Creator. Israel, come, return to your Lord, God. And it's written, the final action, the conclusion is in the initial thought, meaning the final form is, well, it reveals the complete adhesion between the created beings and the Creator.
So that was the Creator's desire to begin with.
Yes.
So we do want to know what the Creator wanted.
Yes, but the question is, on the way there, is every single detail on the way that we go through, was that also pre-planned and included in that same plan? God forbid everything that we went through in the past and might happen from now, and we don't want to fail in that way. So we should say that we don't understand it, but also in all of these details, that's how it's all planned out.
Thank you.
Yes.
I don't understand this matter that on the one hand everything is written and dictated by the Creator, on the other hand we make the Creator. So what's going on here?
That's how it happens. There is no answer for that. The answer will come when you attain it and see that it is so. And meanwhile, you're acting due to, well, outside of time. And so it's a contradiction for you.
So what do we do?
We advance by acquiring new vessels wherein what is now a contradiction will not be a contradiction. Yitzhak will be called your seed and you will sacrifice him. This is a question which he needed to solve immediately.
So how exactly do we make the Creator? What does it mean that from below we make the Creator?
We discussed this in the first question.
That's true.
So that according to our vessel, we give him shape. There's no creator without the created being. If I don't bring 10 sefirot, which can discover some aspect of the totality of the infinite light, then it doesn't clothe in the vessel. And that means that there is no creator. The creator is come and see. It's the vessel which has come to a certain kind of identification with the light. And then the light and the vessel together provide for us this concept of the creator, which is part created being and part creator, the upper light or divinity. And altogether, this is the Creator.
So what does the Creator add to the Kli?
The Creator does not exist outside of the Kli. What do you mean by add? You cannot say that outside of the vessel, the Creator exists. Creator means the vessel, which has, through connection with its broken, shattered pieces, with work with the Masach and Ochozer and coarseness of Yud, prepared itself to resemble the intangible light, and as it resembles that abstract light, resembling it, this provides him the possibility of discovering a portion of that abstract light, which will become from surrounding light, inner light. And then the will to receive, with the intention to bestow, is filled by the upper light, and then they're bestowing to one another reciprocally. And this is called the connection of the Creator with the created being. And where does that happen? In the Toch of the Paltzuf. And outside of that, we can't discover anything that's outside of that.
So what does the Creator add to our perception? The moment that you have that...
We cannot grasp anything outside of the Creator, other than the beastliness which was given. Because it's outside of the Creator, it's called the imaginary world.
Okay, what we perceive now is the imaginary world, and the moment that the Creator will be inside of the Kli, what will be the difference in our perception? What will He add to our perception that we didn't have before?
To the extent that you perceive the Creator, meaning that you come to some measure of identification with Him, you become like Him in sensation and knowledge. You've by that acquired the upper world, the next world. You've acquired the degree of the Creator, and this is called return, O children of Israel, to the Lord your God.
Now, in the quote we now read, he writes that the Kli in which we perceive the Creator is Masach ve'Ochozer, screen and reflected light.
Yes.
How do we make such a thing?
We try to understand how it was made. This is through the efforts which we try to activate in the ten. And outside of our efforts to connect, well, we understand that we don't have the power to connect. We don't have the power of connection. But our efforts to connect brings us frustration and a certain lack for connection. And then together, we can, with that lack, address the upper light and to request that it performs this action in us. And then when it acts and does it, then we receive the outcome of this, where we do feel ourselves connected to some extent, and to some extent become as one. And therefore, the upper light, which is one, can be received by the vessel, which is one. And then we begin to feel, this is the vessel, this is the light, this is the connection between them, this is the connection, the unity between them, and so on.
So in order to be in a perception of there is none else besides him, we need to have a kli of Masach and Or Hozel?
Of course.
So what do we do until then? Until then, when we say there is none else besides him?
Until then we make efforts.
Yes, but until then, when you ascribe everything to the Creator, what is that? This is what we study all the time.
But I need to awaken him. The lack is incumbent on me. I don't have anything to do other than awaken that lack. And where do I have that lack from? From that sparkling point which is in me, that spark which comes from the shattering. This is preparation that was ahead of time. And how do I awaken it? By performing mechanical actions, how to connect, how to come closer, how to think, to read what the Kabbalists did, to listen to what they went through. And by that I awaken a small lack within me, a lack without a lack, something like that. But there is something that starts working from my side, that I'll be the first, I'll awaken it. That's the main thing, that the created being, to the extent that he can awaken the Creator, he will feel that he exists and that he attains and that he understands and feels. That is the whole matter of creation, which is Baal, outside of the Creator. There can be a dead body and a living body next to it. What's the difference? The difference is that the living body attains something. That is the whole essence of our work and our reality, that our lack will come first, that everything that is done is done through that lack coming first. It must precede everything.
Again, when we learn how to ascribe everything to the Creator, that everything is there is none else besides him, until we have a kli of Masach and Or Hozel, this thing does not exist for us, right? What does it mean to ascribe everything to the Creator when you don't yet have a kli of Masach and Or Hozel?
Hisaron Aratzon.
The lack, the general desire to enjoy. The Creator created that. The feeling which will feel that desire, that will to receive and calm it, satisfy it, that is also in the Creator's hands. To tie that lack, that deficiency with the feeling, that is upon us. Meaning, who is the Adam, the person? It's the recognition, the knowledge, the awareness, the effort, the raising of man to tie that lack, to connect that lack with the feeling. And why do I want to connect them together? In order to resemble the one who is superior to me, my Creator. And that is why I was given these two forces, the lack on one hand and the power of the light on the other. That is our work.
So, from the side of man, the work is only to reach a state where he succeeds in expressing a deficiency?
Yes.
He's constantly expressing a lack to tie...
Yes, but what deficiency? He wants to resemble Father.
Okay, and by expressing a deficiency and he wants to resemble Dad, Daddy, that it seems that he's ascribing the whole of reality to this none else besides him?
Yes, of course. All right. Tzvika, today you're...
It's been a long time that I've been preoccupied with this. This method of workshops, I go through it personally. I mean, I sit here and I have no option to connect. It's not, you know, I'm just giving you stories now, but really I cannot connect with people that are here and...
Do you try to or don't you?
I try and it's hard for me to do it. And I'm asking, we're talking here about the Or Makif that has to become inner light and...
Does it happen to you during the day where you say, I don't know, I can't, I don't feel like it and so on and so forth, but tomorrow I will make an effort, I will sit together with them, I will embrace them. I will break myself, this demon within me, which doesn't allow me to come closer to them. And for sure, I'll do this tomorrow. And the next day?
No, I said, if I sit here...
The same thing happens again.
No. If I sit with a 10, there's no problem. It's great. We participate. Everything is great. If I sit outside of the group, and it happens to me more than once, I'm not with the group, but outside of the group, far away, it's very hard for me to connect. And by the way, many people talk to me, and they tell me that they have this problem. I don't know how to solve it. I truly don't.
What problem?
If people don't participate in the physical 10, there's a problem for those people who are sitting far away to connect. They listen, but they don't participate. Can you tell us how to do it?
This is called the hardening of the heart.
No, but how do you do it? He doesn't participate, he doesn't react.
It's called the hardening of the heart.
So what should he do? He's sitting far away. What should he do?
To ask.
Ask for what?
For them to operate on him, to assist him all the time. If you don't ask, it means that you don't have an importance for that. And then you need to work on the importance, and to the extent that you receive importance for the purpose of creation, and to the extent that you understand that it is discovered only through connection, then you need connection, and then you'll request that connection. You'll ask for it from the friends and from the Creator, the Reforming Light. There's nothing to it. We're undergoing such stages where you're not even aware of what kind of preparation we've conducted. We're talking about operations which are things that we need to act out in action. Actualize.
I'll give you an example. One of the nice things we had here is called the Zohar lesson that we used to do it on a round table and give explanations. People really connect to it. I personally very much connected to it. Now when we read the Zohar for an hour, well, okay, it's not easy. But, okay, it's very dry. It's very dry.
Mean? Wait a minute, what do you mean by dry?
You did it wonderfully once. You did it beautifully with a 10 on a round table. It was just wonderful.
It wasn't a lesson.
A Zohar lesson. You were reading a Zohar.
No, you weren't engaged in the Zohar. You were engaged with how to connect, how to think. It's not a Zohar lesson. The Zohar lesson means that you truly, constantly make an effort to connect and are constantly in prayer for the light to come and connect us together, all the while for an hour. That is called a Zohar lesson. So, we've read something? Really? I didn't even hear anything. There was someone who read out the text? Really? That is called a lesson.
I very much enjoy it. I mean, people enjoy it, but they didn't want the lesson to end then. They didn't want it to end. But I have another question. At the time of the Rabash, it's a question I always ask myself. At the time of the Rabash, at the time of Bala Sulam, did they have tens then?
No.
So how did they study?
It wasn't a 10. In the Zohar lesson, there's no 10, but everyone is as one. Because it's obvious, it's written. Did we not study Matan Torah, the Ovut, all these articles which Baal Sulam wrote? It's clear. Now, they weren't divided into tens.
I have another problem. My problem, personally, even if I sit in such a ten, I personally sit in a ten, and it's really great fun, by the way, you're saying, you know, it's really great fun, I always felt it like that.
Make it short.
But you don't expect any action in the ten. You say, there is no action in the ten.
That depends on you.
What are you expecting? There is no action.
I'm not expecting anything. You need to expect, not me.
So what should we get to in this ten?
So you have nowhere to go to?
What do you want us to get to? Start fighting with each other? I don't understand. What are you expecting? In this ten, what are we supposed to do?
A question for everyone. Workshop question. What should we expect from the ten? What demand should I have personally? My demand of the ten. Please.
Not a lot. The ten is just the place where the Creator is revealed. Just the place of our work and the place where we grow to that state.
Yes, it's an installation towards which I need to calibrate myself towards the quality of the soul.
To feel this constant pressure from you, so that I will constantly feel that I have to invest more and search more for the Creator.
Yes, a place where I can bestow contentment to the Creator, through that place.
We need to feel the friends. We need to reach a state where we feel the friends just like I feel myself. Their desire to reach equivalence with the Creator is what I want to fill up, even more than I want to fill up my own desire.
Yes, to actually come out of ourselves towards that thing which the Kabbalists call the Creator, Divinity, the power of bestowal, and we need to expect for it to be revealed in the friends every moment.
I demand from the ten that they have to penetrate into me. They have to carry out that surgery there so that I will feel all of them inside of me. This is what I'm asking of the Creator.
Remembered an article in Shamati which says that one who sits at home, doesn't go out and perform all the actions necessary to sustain his life, will die of starvation. He sits alone thinking, what can I do with myself? What do I have? What will I have? What won't I have? He'll starve to death. And when he comes out towards the friends, towards the tent, then he has a place to work in. He can set them before him to measure their greatness. He expects the Creator, he wants to introduce him into that.
And my work is, first of all, to give my example towards this attitude of bestowal, and in that to try to awaken the friends in the ten.
And also to turn the ten itself to see you as my next degree. If right now I see reality only through myself, then I need to understand that the true reality I can see only when we are as one. It's like the place of birth. You have this opportunity to always come out of yourself, not just to come out of yourself towards the desires of the friends, but in a very direct way, very accurate way, outside of you, in order to perform an act of bestowal.
What personal demand should I have of the ten? Maybe just like my demand from the Creator, I need to check what is it that I want from the Creator and demand that from the ten, through the ten.
We need to constantly feel pressure, this inner pressure to connect.
The strengthening of these bonds of our Arvut that we're trying to build each and every moment, to search for the next degree. not to let anyone anywhere enter some constant comfort, comfortable place. Rather, I expect the 10 to always cause each one in the 10 to search for his next stage every moment. Not the place where he is now, but how do I now grow stronger and connect?
I,
Rav, do we have an answer for this question? Did you, yes or no? What are we going to answer this guy? Well, okay. More questions. Yes.
The upper one is the 10, or is the upper one outside of the 10?
There is no such thing as outside the 10. Outside the 10, there is nothing. I do not change my Havaya. Only Havaya, and inside of it, there is everything. There is the concealed upper light, the revealed upper light, this kind, those kinds, certain qualities, but it's all inside of the 10. Never leave the boundaries of the 10. That's it. Not less than 10, not more than 10. Where did I see? Yes, yes.
Miguel from Argentina is asking, if the upper force is complete, what changes when there's a created being that recognizes him as the creator?
Nothing changes. It's all according to the created being. It's all up to him. The creator is called come and see. According to what I prepared, what I come with, that's what I see. New York.
What is my responsibility before the 10? What do I owe the 10?
I am 100% responsible about the 10, about everything. It exists only, how do I say it? Just from my work, just from my confidence, from what I supply them with. All of this is me towards the 10. I am the creator towards the 10 and as the deficiency that makes it exist. I'm also the Malchut and also the Keter towards the 10. It is all depending on me. When I look at the 10, I need to say that it all depends on me. None of the friends, the Creator brought them for me, and I must implement my attitude towards Him. That's what He let me do here. Connect your 10 in such a way with all of those components that you fill it with me. And we will be in adhesion. That's what he tells me.
Ken.
Yes.
Shela legabeze malchut he ken nimtzet
malchut does have a demand towards her first 9. She has a certain deficiency, so how this deficiency is expressed in what do I need to demand from my 10?
When I awaken the light that reforms, that it will organize all those qualities of the first 9 sefirot, and according to the Malchut, then they work together and get filled.
So is there a demand here from the 10?
No, I must do it. I must do it.
But the moment there is such a perception, now Malchut has to draw something. She needs to want something.
I have to say, if not for me, who is for me? Imena nili mili. That's it. I have nothing to demand from the friends. Yes, I can work with them in such a way that I need to give an example, and I need to take an example from them. I need the feeling of the Ovut from them, but it's not in spirituality, meaning it's not on the spiritual level. It's on the corporeal level. On the spiritual level, I'm the Malchut. I do it all.
What does it mean that Malchut does it all?
It raises man, gets forces, and according to those forces, she performs a zivug daka.
But raising man is raising a deficiency, meaning there is a certain demand, but is it a demand from the ten or from something else?
What Malchut feels from the ten, as much as she can want to organize them correctly. New York.
Can I demand from the ten? Can I expect from the ten to demand of me to fulfill my commitment to it, to the ten?
The ten will do it instead of me? Yes. Yes. That is something you... That's in man will help his friend. That I'll feel pressure from them. Yeah, of course. The help can be also in a negative feeling, supposedly negative. Yes.
I raise man, I get force in order to perform a zivug daka. This is what you said?
Yeah.
Can you explain it?
There's nothing to interpret. Just know that that's how you get forces.
Only for that I get force from the ten? This is the entire process?
If your prayer is correct, so from above, instead of the man, you receive mud. Because your man is the correct deficiency, and it gets a fulfillment, which is called mud. There's many things here, and we're not going to interpret it now. Okay, so, what, David?
We studied in TESS as well that once we are as Malchut, towards the upper Partsuf, and then we're also a scatter towards the lower Partsuf. So how does it work in a 10?
No, it's not. You can also say it. He speaks about it. We learned it. But that's how I have to work in those two different styles towards the friends. I also receive everything through them. And also that I bestow everything to them. By this, I'm helping them advance. That's how we have to work. Also, I have to be above everybody, and I also have to be below everybody. We talked about it.
I still don't understand the boundaries of this goof we're talking about. You were able to pull us deeper, but in order to receive and in order to bestow happens in the will to receive. So what does it mean outside his goof, outside his all? How does it work?
There's a will to receive that is entirely under the Tzimtzum, Masach, and Ol Chozer. And now this desire in somewhat resembles the Creator in order to bestow. That's the desire we're talking about, the goof body. And there's more desires that are outside the goof or the body, and they can't be in order to bestow. They are frozen right now. They're under the restriction. That's the structure. That's it.
Terans.
Je vois que le monde est en train de brûler.
I see that the world is burning down.
La situation va de mal en pire. La situation devient vraiment dangereuse pour le monde.
Things escalate and become even dangerous for the world.
No, without all the...
But on the other hand, I see that the Creator is about to be revealed because He had gathered us here and He gave us a great opportunity.
Yeah, well.
So what should we do in order to become this pipeline that enables the line to go through it?
We need to also connect together to be in contact with the upper light, to resemble it, the top part of the pipeline. And we also have to be close to the public in dissemination, in connection with them, explaining, especially disseminating through the internet what's happening there. That's the place of dissemination in order to be the lower part of the pipeline. And by that, try to pass from below upward the demand to the Creator and from above downward the bestowal from Him towards humanity. If we think about it more, we will advance very quick because we'll understand our role and be exactly in that role. Because if we forget about it and we're concerned about ourselves, so it's not good. It's not so beneficial for advancement. We advance, but not in a purposeful way. You're right. We need more and more to prepare ourselves as that conduit, that pipeline towards the world.
Rav, comment avoir cette urgence en nous?
How to feel this urgency inside of us?
I
understand that everything depends on the importance of the goal. But on the other hand, I constantly feel that need in people who expect to receive something from us. So how can we make it so that we will be burning towards that thing?
We are the least burning because the deficiency that we need to raise is a double deficiency. It's double. That's called that the elder takes twice. That I have to raise a deficiency from the whole world, as much as the world is suffering on a corporeal level. They don't understand, but have to process their corporeal desire that they want food, sex, family, honor, and knowledge. Nothing but that. I have to make it a desire for divinity. And my deficiency from their deficiency towards divinity and my deficiency towards the Creator to be connected to Him in order to give Him contentment, all of those deficiencies I have to establish in me and raise them together as one package from me. And then from above, I can receive a very great force in order to organize myself as the pipeline towards the world. But for now, I'm in a state that I need to process the world's desire, problems, trouble of the world, towards the Creator, my problems towards the Creator, and the problems I have is a lack of connection with the Creator Himself, meaning we are in a state that for us it's the most difficult to organize ourselves towards the man and the mud. But that's our work. What can you do? That's why it's hard to be Yeshar Kev, Israel. Yep. That's the work.
So how do we come to such a complete prayer?
Think about it more, talk about it more. That's how it is. Well, okay. Good, no more questions here. So, what do we do? Tess, wait, I have a doctor here. I can, he brings me a medicine, what can I do?
The bodies, the whole problem is that the bodies confuse us.
What bodies?
You know, the friends' bodies of this world.
It's confusing you, what are you talking about? You're really still looking at the bodies? I don't understand. No, no, really. I don't understand what. In my eyes, Chanoch looks nicer than Dudi, so he's more respected. Or Dudi is smarter than Amit, right? So, and C is the sneakiest of all, so even more. I don't understand what. What are you looking at? Even the will to receive, at the will to receive, I'm not even speaking about the flesh. I'm speaking about qualities of man that he received it from birth, from nature. You as a doctor know that it was penetrated in him. And he's a box full with all that data and he comes to you, so what? You say, oh, you're not good. Something's bad with you. You're a bad person. So he'll say, go to the artist who made me. Because you need to heal. You have to heal everything. Except for a deficiency. Revealing the deficiency. That he gets an opportunity. That's what he's going to be asked about. What do they ask? Did you engage in the Torah and expect salvation? It's the only thing they ask you. So how can you look at the body? I can criticize everyone here. He has no right to exist. Nobody. So, they can say the same thing about me, even more. We don't touch that. So what do you want to say?
How to come, and all of a sudden you penetrate a desire, you see a desire beyond everyone.
Yearning for divinity. That is what you need to see in each one. According to that, he is your friend. According to that, you want to connect to him. That's the only thing that's important for you in him.
And those desires, do they differ? Is there a variety in them?
There's a lot, but that's what I want. That is what I call my chaver, my friend.
So behind every friend who's talking, expressing something, you have to keep looking for that desire for the Creator?
Not afterwards, just that. The rest is nothing. It's a ghost, nothing.
And also in the external world, you should do it internally towards everyone else?
In the world outside, nothing. There is no world, it's imaginary.
But we learned that there's none else besides him, that in any case, he created everything.
Okay, well, let it be like that. Tas.